Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachioruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Wilson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wilson. Kemp goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Pachioruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachioruk hits a pop-up towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Baines steals second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Wilson scores. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns fires to first and has Way then trapped. There's the throw to Almon, who tags Way then for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pachyorek is hit by the pitch. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. LaFleur scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura fires to first and has Kemp trapped. There's the throw to Concepcion who tags Kemp for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Way then goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 White Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Brett scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. McRae moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Escariaga. Martin moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orick scoops it up and throws to first, with Escariaga covering, for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 6-4, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Concepcion moves to third. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pachyorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison juggles the ball. That's an error on Morrison. McRae moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Akins reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Martin moves to third. It's 7-4, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin scores. Akins scores. It's 9-4, Royals. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Concepcion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Concepcion reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 10-4, Royals. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Concepcion scores. It's 11-4, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Way then moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. McRae reaches second base with a double. UL Washington pinch runs for Hal McRae. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive towards the mound. Hickey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires pinch hits for Tom Pachyoruk. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mark Hill now catching. Jerry Hairston now playing right field. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Wayven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wayven is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wayven hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hairston moves to third. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. Almon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.